You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Longtime Sacramento blues musician and radio DJ Mick Martin has passed away. He was 76 years old. The radio station KZAP posted the news on social media Sunday night, calling him the irreplaceable soul behind the Mick Martin's Blues Party. We're going to take a little trip down memory lane. Here's a show from October of 2013.
Bum, 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 we got the blues. Got the blues on the radio. We got the blues. We're going to have some blues today, and by a group of characters who really changed the blues, too. We've got, of course, our ongoing tribute.
Mick and his band, Jimmy the Blues Rockers, toured for 40 years, traveling to Italy, Belgium, and England. Last year, a 75th birthday concert was held at the Crest Theater in honor of Mick. He was also a longtime film critic, including writing reviews for the then Sacramento Union newspaper from the mid-70s until the paper's demise in 1993. In the hours since Mick's passing, it became public, remembrances have just flooded social media from musicians, fans, and friends all over the world, noting his remarkable kindness and mentorship. CAP Radio's Gary Vercelli, KZAP's Dennis Newhall, and Iowa Public Radio's Nick Bruner, who was CAP Radio's former modern music director, join us now to remember Mick Martin's lasting legacy. Welcome to you all.
Thanks, Vicky.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for taking the
time.
This
is surreal.
It is surreal. Dennis, I want to start with you. KZAP made the announcement yesterday. When did you two first cross paths, you and Mick?
I was 8. He was 10. And even then, he was an impressive and eclectic figure. And then in high school, we started a lot of conversations about the British invasion music. And eventually the second wave. He was the one that turned me on to Hendrix. I believe I first heard the Hendrix album at his house. And Cream, stuff like that. And that just continued because he was doing a little radio and obviously shows, and I was doing radio. So we kept our friendship up throughout the entire last so many years.
I would imagine you two regularly kept in touch.
Well, especially the last 5 years while I was producing the show. We kept in touch quite a bit over the years because 20 years ago, actually, my record label that I had with Marty DeAnda produced a record of Mick's. And so we worked with him then, but mostly it was social. It was just running into him. It was talking to him about a new movie or a new record. And then 5 years ago, when CAP Radio decided that we should pre-record the Blues Party, we were just getting our legs behind under that when the pandemic hit. And suddenly, not only did we have to produce a show, we couldn't come in the studio to do it. So we figured that all out. And over the last several years, I was producing the show, which was always fun. And then 2 years ago, we moved it over to KZAP where it started and just kept it going. We only skipped 1 week.
Well, Gary, it was actually you. You brought Mick Martin's Blues Party to CAP Radio in the first place, right?
1991, July 1st, we launched KXJZ, and we had several applications for a blues host, and Mick was head and shoulders over all of them. So I came to management, and I said, we've got to hire this guy. And they were reluctant. They were like, he's in commercial radio, and he's kind of a hustler. And I'm like, yeah, that's why we need him. And so we started a two-hour blues show, the Blues Party, and with Mick was a natural-born fundraiser. Within one fund drive, management was asking me, can we expand the Blues Party to 4 hours? We had to bring in extra phones to manage all the calls that Mick generated, and he was a delight to work with.
What? Interesting to use the word hustler, because Mick was effusive, but I never thought of him as dishonest or trying to take advantage
of
him.
No.
Well, Nick, that brings me to you, because, I mean, Mick has been around for decades. When did you two first cross paths, and how did he shape you in your career?
Well, so I came to CAP Radio in 2007. This is like 16 years after Gary had hired Mick to do the shows. And of course, as a 26-year-old, I thought I knew everything. And I had notes on everything about this, about that. And I had notes about what Mick should be doing on the air. I should have realized that Mick was also compiling a list about who the hell is this kid? He wants to steal my show. He wants to do this, that, and the other. It turns out, like, we were just both over-caffeinated and paranoid, and we had just not enough information from the station to like be able to kind of realize we are very, very, very similar people. So in a roundabout way, when I became a supervisor in 2020, we started doing weekly calls. And Vicky, I mean, immediately, they just became one of my favorite parts of the week. I mean, we talk as little about work in big quotes as possible, but I mean, he would just opine on music and philosophy, what it means to be a human. He had stories on stories on stories. I was, even just Saturday, I was watching Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with my partner. And my partner had said, oh yeah, one of the members of the Manson family, Mary Bruner. And I go, yeah, Mary Bruner, and no relation, as far as you know. And I was reminded, I go, oh, you know what? When Mick was living in Sacramento in Midtown, he told me that he lived on a block where every once in a while, Squeaky Fromm would just come bopping in and he would have to deal with her, him and his roommates. And I asked him, I said, what was that even like? And he said, well, we all thought she was a little weird. And that was about it. So I love the guy. I miss our calls, and we would carry over those conversations after we left the radio station as often as we could. And yeah, just the generosity of spirit and charm in that man is beyond measure.
You actually sent us a voicemail that Mick left you. We're going to take a quick listen.
Mickey, it's Mickey. What the f***, man? What's going down, brother? What's hanging you up? Where you been? How you been? Yeah, okay. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, I mean, if you can see it, I mean, it brings such a big smile to everyone's face. Gary, what did Mick mean to blues in Sacramento?
Mick was an ambassador, like a walking billboard for the blues, not only in Sacramento, but he toured England, he toured Italy with the Blues Rockers, and he brought really strong journalistic skills to his presence as a broadcaster, having been a film critic for the Sacramento Union. One of my favorite stories about Mick is I used to take yoga lessons in the Bay Area, and a fellow said, where are you from? I said, Sacramento. He goes, oh, I drive through Sacramento on my way to Tahoe, and there's this great blues guy, Mick Martin. I said, yeah, I know. I'm his boss. And he said, you know Mick Martin? And I said, yeah, the station also has NPR News, and it has 100 hours of jazz. And he goes, but you know Mick Martin?
Didn't care about all the rest of that. Yeah, Mick Martin. I mean, Dennis, you've known him for so long. I guess if you can kind of give us a glimpse into, I don't know, the footprint that he left here in Sacramento and how he touched the local music scene.
He started out in high school. I forget the name of some of the band. I mean, there was The Mick. There was Joshua, which was a big kind of psychedelic blues band for a long time. There was a band for a short while called Oatmeal Feeler. I mean, he was always doing something different, trying to find what would gel. And it was finally the Blues Rockers that gave him something to hang his hat on for years and years and years. And everybody saw Mick. Everybody knew him. Now, maybe you didn't like him and only went once, but a lot of people went every time they could. And I will say, two of the high points in his career. One was playing harmonica with Jimmy Smith at Carnegie Hall, and the other one was last month. He said after his birthday party, he always liked to throw a birthday concert, he said that was probably the best show he'd ever been in charge of.
Wow. I mean, he was truly woven into the fabric of the music scene here, and we had a lot of clips to go through to select for this conversation, but we do have one that illustrates it pretty well, pretty beautifully. It's former Morning Edition host Donna Appadoni introducing his band at the 2008 Sacramento Jazz Jubilee.
Do you like Mick Martin and the Blues Rockers? All right, then. Here we go. Let's go. The All-Star, All-Blues, new for 2008, Mick Martin and the Blues Rockers.
Thank you, Donna.
Yeah. You also mentioned that Jimmy Smith song that features Mick Martin. We do have a clip of that too, but first, let's just have a little bit of background on it before we take a listen with Mick Martin soloing on that song.
One thing I'll say about it is that Jimmy was very selective in who he invited to perform with him. And not only did Mick tour with him or play at Carnegie Hall, but on a subsequent recording at Fantasy Studios, he requested that Mick come down. And this is the track that they played together, Moose Blues.
You know, Dennis, you mentioned his early psych band, Joshua. Well, you're in luck because Nick Bruner sent along a clip from that band. Nick just set us up. We're going to listen to The Fist.
Yeah, I was talking with Mick, maybe like 6 to 8 weeks ago, and he had just on one of our random calls, and he had told me that he had just gotten the rights back from the previous rights holders. And now he was able to kind of do whatever he wanted to do with the music of Joshua. Now, naturally, as you know, you're thinking about, you know, your friend who's passed on, you kind of start, these things just sort of come to mind. I realized I hadn't heard anything by Joshua, so I was seeking it out. I was just blown away. I mean, it's unmistakably Mick. This is circa 1969. And I mean, he was always such a huge fan of like John Mayall and Eric Clapton, era Cream, you know, and this stands, I think, shoulder to shoulder with both of those performers.
We do have one more clip, and this is from our technical director, Mark Jones, who also worked closely with Mick as well. And this illustrates Mick's humor. It is Can't Remember Nothing, and it's about his mom. Love it. I love it. Well, Gary, Dennis, and Nick, thank you so much for taking a very, very small trip down memory lane with us and giving us a glimpse of who Mick Martin was.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vicky.
And that is Cap Radio's Gary Vercelli, KZAP's Dennis Newhall, and Iowa Public Radio's Nick Bruner, who is Cap Radio's modern music director, and they are remembering Mick Martin's lasting legacy. He passed away this weekend. He was 76 years old. We're going to close today's show with Mick Martin and the blues rockers Christo Redentor. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. If you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.